ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நம. ஹரி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நம. ஜிஜாசாதிகரணம் அதாத்தோ பிரம்ம ஜிஜாசா ஜன்மாத்யதிகரணம் ஜன்மாத்யஸ்யயதஹ சாஸ்திரயோனித்வாதிகரணம் சாஸ்திரயோனித்வாத் சமன்வயாதிகரணம் தத்து சமன்வயாத் சாப்டர் 1 பாதா 4 ஆனுமானிக அதிகரணம் ஆனுமானிகமப்யேகேஷாமிதி சேத் ந ஶரீர ரூபக விநியஸ்த க்ருஹேதே க்ருஹீதே தர்ஷயதி ச சூக்ஷ்மம் து தத் அர்ஹத்வாத் தத் தீனத்வாத் அர்த்தவத் ஞேயத்வ அவசனாச் ச வததீதி சேத் ந ப்ராஜ்ஞோ ஹி ப்ரகரணாத் த்ரயாணாம் ஏவ சைவம் உபன்யாஸ ப்ரஶ்னஸ்ச மஹத்வச்ச சமசாதிகரணம் சமசவத் அவிசேஷாத் ஜ்யோதிஹி உபக்ரமாது ததாஹி அதீயத ஏகே கல்பனோபதேஷாச்ச மத்வாதிவத் அவிரோதஹ சங்கியோபசங்கிரக அதிகரணம் ந சங்கியோபசங்கிரகாதபி நானாபாவாத் அதிரேகாச்ச. திஸ் இஸ் தி 11th சூத்ரா ஆஃப் தி 4th பாதா ஃபர்ஸ்ட் சாப்டர் 117th பிரம்மசூத்ரா. ஸோ திஸ் அதிகரணம் திஸ் டிஸ்கஸஸ் வெதர் தி 25 பிரின்சிபிள்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி சாங்கியா ஃபிலாசபி ஆர் அட்மிட்டட் பை த ஸ்ருதி ஆர் நாட். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் லெட் அஸ் சீ ஏ ஜெனரல் இன்ட்ரொடக்ஷன் டு திஸ் அதிகரணம். திஸ் இஸ் ஆல்சோ ஏ ஸ்மால் அதிகரணம் கன்சிஸ்டிங் ஆஃப் ஒன்லி 3 சூத்ராஸ். ஹியர் தி பிருகதாரண்யக உபனிஷத் 4th சாப்டர் 4th செக்ஷன் 17th மந்த்ரா இஸ் அனலைஸ். விஷய வாக்கியம் இஸ் ஃப்ரம் தேர் அண்ட் த மந்த்ரா சேஸ் யஸ்மின் பஞ்ச பஞ்ச ஜனாஹ ஆகாஷச்ச பிரதிஷ்டிதஹ தமேவ மன்ய ஆத்மானம் வித்வான் பிரம்ம அமிர்தோ மிருதம். தட் இன் விச் தி 5 குரூப்ஸ் 5 அக்ரிகேட்ஸ் அண்ட் தி ஆகாஷா தே டேக் ஷெல்டர் இன் தட் செல்ஃப் அலோன் தட் ஆத்மா அலோன் ஐ பிலீவ் இஸ் த இம்மார்டல் பிரம்மன் நோயிங் விச் ஐ பிகம் இம்மார்டல். This is the meaning of this mantra. This talks about Nirgunam Brahma, which Brahman is Adhishtanam for the Karya Karana Prapancha. Actually, I mentioned to you some sutras will talk about Nirgunam Brahman, some will talk about Sagunam Brahma, and here it is Nirgunam Brahma. And the whole creation is divided into two. One is called the Karya Prapancha, another is called Karana Prapancha, or Vyakta Prapancha and Avyakta Prapancha, or Vyakrita Prapancha and Avyakrita Prapancha. All these are synonyms. So to remember the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the Prapancha is divided into Kshara Purushaha and Akshara Purushaha. Dvavima Purushau Loke க்ஷரச்சாட்சர ஏவச க்ஷரத் சர்வாணி பூதானி கூட்டஸ்தோக்ஷர உச்சியதே. 16th ஸ்லோக ஆஃப் 15th சாப்டர். ஸோ ஹேவிங் டிவைடட் இன்டு தி காரிய காரண பிரபஞ்ச தி மந்த்ரா ஹியர் தட் சேஸ் தட் பிரம்மன் இஸ் தி அதிஷ்டானம் ஆஃப் போத் ஆஃப் தம். போத் ஆஃப் தம் மீன்ஸ் போத் த காரிய பிரபஞ்ச அண்ட் காரண பிரபஞ்ச. And therefore, it is different from both. Karya Karana Vilakshanam Brahma. And having talked about the Karya Karana Vilakshanam Adhishtanam in the first half of the mantra, the second half of the mantra says, that Brahman is myself, the Atma. The Pratyak Chaitanyam, the subject, is the Adhishtanam for both the Karyam and Karana. So it is clean jivatma paramatma aikyam, a very very important mantra, And then the Upanishad gives the Palashruti also. The one who knows the Karya Karana Aadharam Brahma, Aadharo Brahma Aham Asmi Iti Yaha Vidwan, he becomes Amrataha immortal. He becomes Muktaha. Thus, the first half of the Upanishad mantra talks about Karya Karana Aadharaha is Brahman. And the second half talks about the Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam. And the Palashruti, the one who knows that Brahman, he is immortal. So here, the word Yasmin in the mantra refers to Sarva Aadhare Brahmani. So Yasmin means in Brahman, which is the Aadharaha, the substratum. So in that Brahman, Pancha Janaha means Karya Padartaha, the products. And what type of products are they? Pancha Janaha means fivefold Karya Padartas, which represents the entire Karya Prapancha. Karya means product. So the five should be taken as Upalakshanam, indicatory. Therefore, the fivefold products, they glorify the entire Karya Prapancha. Pratishtitaha means Yasmin Brahmani Karya Prapanchaha Pratishtitaha. And not only the Karya Prapancha is based on that Brahman, Akashascha Pratishtitaha. Akashaha here means the Karana Prapancha, Avyakrita Prapancha, Avyakta Prapancha. So the word Akasha is used here in three different meanings. In Brahma Sutra itself, one meaning, the direct and the popular meaning is Akasha Tattvam as one of the five elements. Tasmadva etasmadatmana Akasha Sambhutaham. So that Akasha is space. From Atman, space came first. And next meaning of Akasha is Avyakrata. Avyakrata means the Karana Prapancham, which is used in certain contexts also. In Brihadaranyaka Upanishad itself, we have seen this in the Akshara Brahmanam, where Gargi asked Yajnavalkya twice. That's seen that story. And the second time, when Gargi asked in Akshara Brahmanam, Akasha is presented as the substratum of Hiranyagarbha. And then for Akasha, the Avyakratam, the Aksharam Brahma is given as the substratum. Thus, there are three steps, namely Hiranyagarbha, Akasha, and Akshara. Here, Hiranyagarbha represents the Karya Prapancha, and the Akasha represents the Karana Prapancha, and Akshara represents the Karya Karana Vilakshana Adhishtanam, different from both the Karya and Karana. So, in Akshara Brahmanam, we saw this mantra, Yetasminnu Kalu Akshare Gargi Akashaha Otascha Protascheti. So that was the mantra we saw in Brihadaranyaka, Garhi, in that Brahmanam, Akshara Brahmanam. And anyway, what we want to say here is, in the context of Akshara Brahmanam, Akasha means Karana Prapancha, and what is the meaning, third meaning, that we saw in the Brahma Sutra itself, Akashaha Tallingat Iti Brahma Sutra Adhikarane. Akashaha Tallingat, that sutra we saw, Iti Brahma Sutra Adhikarane. So that is the thing. And Akasha is also Brahman in certain context. Actually, in Chandogya Upanishad itself, we saw, Akashoha Vai Nama Rupayoho Nirvahita Te Yatantara Tad Brahma. This mantra also we have quoted earlier. So here Akasha was analyzed and said to be Brahman. So we have got now three meanings for Akasha. What are that? Number one, Akasha is the element, space. Then Akasha is the Karana Prapancha. And Akasha is equal to Brahman. So of these three meanings of Akasha, in this context, Akasha means what? Karana Prapancha, the causal universe. So Pancha Janaha is the padam here. So it represents the Karya Prapancha, and Akasha represents the Aadhara, the Karana Prapancha. Yasmin. Yasmin means in Brahman. So therefore, Yasmin Brahmani, in Brahman. So both the Pancha Jana Karya Prapancha and Akasha Rupa Karana Prapancha are Pratishtita in Brahman. So all words have got special meanings, and that is why this mantra finds a place in Brahma Sutra. If there is no controversy, if there is no such special thing, uniqueness, it won't find a place in Brahma Sutra. So Yasmin, Yasmin means Brahman, refers to Brahman. Pancha Janaha means the Karya Prapancha, the product. And Akasha is the Karana Prapancha. Pratishtisaha means based. So the whole line will mean what? Karya Prapancha and Karana Prapancha are based on Brahman. Okay, that seems to be very straightforward. And where is that Brahman? Tam Atmanam Manye. That Karya Karana Vilakshanam Brahman is myself. That's what he says. And Shankaracharya in Viveka Chudamani, he says in the 260th mantra, Ekameva Sadaneka Karanam Karanantara Nirasya Karanam Karya Karana Vilakshanam Swayam Brahma Tattvamasi Bhavayatmani. So the Karya Karana Vilakshanam Brahma Tat Tvam Asi Iti Atmani Bhavaya. Meditate upon this in this way. Tat Tvam Asi. So the Rishi says, Tam Atmanam Manye. And in the final portion of the mantra, it is said, Amritam Brahma Vidwan. Amritaha Bhavati. The knower of immortal Brahman becomes immortal. So Brahma Vedam, Brahma Iva Bhavati. The one who knows Brahman, he becomes Brahman. That is the Palashruti of this mantra. So Karya Karana Vilakshana Brahma Atma Aikyam and Aikya Jnana Palam are the two topics of this mantra. Pragadharanika Upanishad, 4th chapter, 4th section, 17th mantra that we just read as the Vishaya Vakyam for this sutra. So first I gave the context of this mantra and the meaning of this mantra. So these are all Rigveda mantras quoted in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. And this mantra occurs in the as a dialogue between Yajnavalkya and Janaka. And Yajnavalkya completes the teaching to Janaka. And after every stage of teaching, Janaka is so happy and he offers 1,000 cows. Soham Bhagavate Sahasram Dadami. Soham Bhagavate Sahasram Dadami. At the end of every teaching, he has a lot of cows. He gives a lot of cows to Yajnavalkya. Then Yajnavalkya says, these are all not my imaginations. These teachings are not my creation. And says, Tadete Shloka Bhavanti. There are Rigveda mantras supporting my teaching. Yajnavalkya goes to Rigveda mantras to support his teaching. And he quotes 11 or 12 Rigveda mantras in the Upanishad. All are very nice mantras. We have seen them all elaborately. And among them, one happens to be this mantra that we just read, the 4th chapter, 4th section, 17th mantra. Because as I mentioned earlier, in Brahma Sutra, if we want to quote any quotation, we have to exactly tell from where it is, because the context is very important and the place is very important. Okay. Now, why should that mantra appear in Brahma Sutra? What is the controversy in this mantra? Here, our problem is in the first portion of this mantra. Yasmin Pancha Pancha Janaha is the one that we have to focus in this sutra. And there too, Yasmin, that word has no problem. It is fine. Pancha Pancha Janaha, that is the term of focus. And how does the Advaitin, he interpret this mantra here, this term, Pancha Pancha Janaha. According to Advaitin, Pancha Pancha Janaha means fivefold Karya Padarthaha. Fivefold Karya Padarthaha. So these are two words actually. One word is Pancha, that is equal to five. Pancha means five. And the other word is Pancha Janaha, one word. So that should be taken as one compound word, Pancha Janaha, which means Karya Padarthaha. all the products. Thus, the totally there are two words, pancha and pancha janaha. So this is the interpretation of the Advaitins, Siddhantis. But the Sankhyas, instead of taking it as two words, they take it as three words. That is how the controversy comes. It is pancha, pancha, and janaha. They take it as three words. And there will be no sandhi rule problem also if you take it that way. Because in chanting also, pancha, pancha, janaha, we cannot distinguish whether it is two or three words also when you chant it. But we are going to say that that is not the case. Siddhanti is going to refute this Purvapakshi's argument, Sankhya's arguments. So by splitting into three words, what benefit the Sankhya gets? So we have to first understand from Sankhya's point of view, what is his intent in dividing this into three words? And he says, if you split in this manner, pancha pancha will mean 5 times 5, which means 25. And therefore Sankhya says it means 25. And immediately he jumps with glee and says, since Sankhya philosophy has got 25 tattvas, we have seen this long ago, 25 tattvas. And so he says that Veda talks of Sankhya darshanam only, and so it has Vedic support, Veda pramanam, it is Vaidikam. Sankhya, he says, is Vaidikam. And once he takes it as 25, pancha pancha as 25, 5 times 5, then he twists all other things to suit him. He interprets janaha as tattvam also. So pancha pancha as pancha vimshati. Therefore, pancha pancha janaha means 25 tattvas. So principles of Sankhya philosophy, they are talked about here. And then the next question is, what are the 25 tattvams they are talked about in this pancha pancha janaha? That we have discussed this earlier, as I mentioned. The top one among them is Purushaha, who according to the Sankhya philosophy is the Karya Karana Vilakshana, which is different from both the Karya and Karana, is Purusha. Purusha is neither Karyam nor Karana. It is Chaitanya Tattva. Then Mula Prakriti is the second one. That is the second Tattva. Mula Prakriti, Mula Karanam, Pradhanam, Prakriti, all those names we know. And then he talks about 23 products, both the Karanam and our Purusha and Prakriti are not products, but there are 23 products. And what are those 23 products? Actually, we have talked about in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita also. Bhumira aponalo vayuho khammano buddhi revacha ahankara iti yamme bhinna prakriti rashtadha. 7th chapter. And also in the 13th chapter, mahabhutane ahankaro buddhiravyaktamevacha indriyani dashaikancha panchachendriya gocharaha. 13th chapter. So mahattattvam, mahan mahattattvam, ahankara, that is ahankara tattvam, and from ahankara tattvam so many things came. Mind came, manaha, pancha gyanendriyas, 5 sense organs, pancha kanmendriyas, 5 organs of action, pancha sukshma bhutas, all these elements, 5 elemental things, elemental principles in the subtle form, and pancha sthula bhutani, the gross elements, 5 elements. All that makes to 23 products. And 2 non-products are also there, namely Purusha and Prakriti, which are non-products, which are anadi. Thus 2 plus 23 is 25, and Sankhya claims pancha pancha is equal to 25 tattvas. Thus the essence of this adhikaranam is Sankhya claims support from the Vedas for his philosophy. This is the context. Now, in the first adhikaranam of this pada, the 4th pada, the Sankhya claimed support from a Kathopanishad mantra that we saw at that time, Mahataparam Avyaktam Avyaktad Purusha Paraha. He saw that mantra, Mahataparam Avyaktam Avyaktad Purusha Paraha, in Kathopanishad. And in the 2nd adhikaranam, he sought support from Swetasvatara Upanishad, Ajame Kam Lohita Shukla Krishna. That mantra we saw. Lohita Shukla Krishna, we had an elaborate discussion on that. And he claims support from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, 4th chapter, 4th section, 17th mantra. Therefore, the flow of our discussion is Sankhya claiming Vedic support. He wants to call Sankhya philosophy also as Vaidika. And in this Adhikaranam, what are we going to do? This interpretation, namely Pancha Pancha Janaha, referring to as 25 tattvas, we are going to say is not acceptable to us. This is the general introduction to this Adhikaranam. Here, not only we refute their interpretation, we also have to establish our interpretation, which is what Pancha Pancha Janaha refers to, the Karya Prapancha. Now, let us see the general analysis of the first sutra. Here, Vyasacharya refutes Sankhya interpretation by giving two reasons. What are the reasons he gives? Number one, the 25 tattvams of Sankhya cannot be meant here through Pancha Pancha, that term, because the Upanishad uses the word Pancha Pancha and you take it as five groups of five members each. You means what? Sankhyas. The Siddhanti tells the Sankhya, the Upanishad uses the word Pancha Pancha and you take it as five groups of five members each, giving rise to 25. Now, Vyasacharya argues the 25 tattvams can never be made into five groups at all. Because if you make into five groups, each group, then there are rules of groupism. How do you call somebody something as a group? Each group should have some common factor. Otherwise, you cannot group them together. Now, the 25 tattvas, how can you make them into five groups? Somehow, we can manage four groups. Pancha Jnanendriyas, Pancha Karmendriyas, Pancha Sthula Bhutani, Pancha Sukshma Bhutani, all these you can make into four groups. But the fifth group should consist of Purusha and Pradhanam or Mula Prakriti, Mahat and Ahankara. So these five do not have any common feature at all. Then how can you form any group with all these? This is called severality. Each member is distinct, not allowing itself to form a group. Because Purusha is Chetana Vastu, Prakriti is Achetanam, Prakriti is Karanam, Mahat, Ahankara, etc. are all Karyam. How can you group Karya, Karana, Vilakshana, Purushaha, Karana, Prakriti, Karya, Mahat, Ahankara into one group? This is Vyasacharya's argument. So this Vyasacharya calls as Nana Bhavaha. The technical term he calls is Nana Bhavaha. It cannot be grouped, ungroupable, we can say perhaps. Therefore, Pancha Pancha, 25 tattvas, and his group consists of only four groups only and not five groups. Therefore, Pancha Pancha taking as five groups is acceptable by us, Siddhantins. Not for Sankhya, he cannot group it. Not only that, Sankhya himself has grouped the 25 tattvas into four groups. First group consists of one member group, Purusha only, Purusha one member group. And what is its uniqueness of Purusha? It is neither Karanam nor Karyam. I have discussed all these things in the introduction. And this, when we talked about the Sankhya, to understand the Sankhya philosophy, I have talked about all these things in detail. So it is neither Purusha, is neither Karanam nor Karyam. And the second is Prakriti. And what is the uniqueness of Prakriti? It is only cause, Kevala Karanam. And the third group consists of seven members, namely Mahat, Ahankara, Pancha Sukshma Bhutani. And why they are grouped together? They happen to be effects also and cause also. They are both Karanam and Karyam. From one angle, they are all Karyam. From another angle, they are all Karanam. So they are both Karyam and Karanam. Pancha Sukshma Bhutani, five subtle elements, Ahankara and Mahat, all seven of them. So Karya Karana Ubayatmakam, both. From one angle, they are products. From another angle, they are all Karanam. He calls it Prakriti Vikriti. If you remember this term, all these are used at that time. Prakriti Vikriti. Then he talks about another group of 16 members. That is Manaha, mind, Pancha Gyanendriyani, 5 sense organs, Pancha Karmendriyani, 5 organs of action, and Pancha Stula Bhutani, 5 gross elements. And what is the uniqueness, unique characteristic of this entire group? They are all born. They are final products only. And from them, no tattvam is created. So they are only effects. Therefore, if you add now Purusha 1, Prakriti Pradhanam 1, and then another 7 and 16, all together 16 plus 7 plus 1 plus 1 is 25. This is grouping done by the Sankhya philosopher. So there is actually even a shloka for that. Mula Prakriti Ravikritihim and Mula Prakritihi Avikritihim and Mahadadhyaha Prakritihi Vikratu Yas Saptam. Then Purushastu. So Vikritayaha Na Prakritir Na Vikritihi Purushaha. So what are the things now? So we have got a short of this thing. So the 16 elements are also included here. So all those Vikritis are there included. So when you have made into 4 groups of different numbers, how can you call it as Pancha Pancha as your philosophy? So this is the argument one, first argument against the Sankhyas. And the next one is the main argument and also simple to understand. Now we ask the Sankhyas to interpret the full sutra. Because Sankhya is focusing on what? Only the Pancha Pancha, that Shabda alone he is interpreting. It is not enough if you take the Pancha Pancha portion alone. If you study the whole shloka, you will get into a problem. Pancha Pancha refers to 25 principles which are based on Atma. So the shloka talks about Atma Tattvam, which is Adhara for these 25 principles of Sankhya's interpretation. Then what happens? The mantra talks about 25 tattvas, then the Adhara, and not only that, Akashascha. Not only those 25 tattvas are based on Atma, Akasha is also based on Atma. Therefore, according to Sankhya, what will happen now? What will be the interpretation of the shloka? There should be 25 tattvas or 25 principles and Akasha are based on Atma. That is totally 27 tattvas are there in this shloka. So where is Sankhya philosophy now? According to him, only 25 principles. Now the shloka communicates 27. Because in Sankhya philosophy, everything has to be included in these 25 only. Therefore, here there is Atirekaha. That is why Vyasacharya uses this word in the sutra, Atirekaha. There are excessive tattvas, more tattvas, and that is a dosha. And there are further problems also. And what is that? When he talks about these 25 tattvams, we ask him, is Akasha included in this or not? Akasha is included. Why? Because he talks about Pancha Bhutani. Pancha Bhutani means Akasha is included among the 5 Bhutas. And in these 25 tattvas, is Atma included or not? Atma is included with the name Purusha. Now when Atma and Akasha are already included in these 25 tattvams, how can the Upanishad say 25 tattvams and Akasha are based on Atma? I hope you are with me. How can the Upanishad say, in the Upanishad mantra, it says 25 tattvams and Akasha are based on Atma. The moment we say and Akasha itself is wrong, since Akasha is already included. So saying and Akasha, there is Punarukti dosha, repetition. And the second dosha is, you cannot say that 25 tattvams are supported by Atma. Because 25 tattvams include Atma also. Then there will be 2 Atmas then. One supporter Atma, another supported Atma. Okay. Can you avoid by saying 25 tattvams talk about Jivatma and the Adhishtanam is Paramatma? If one has to ask like this, unfortunately, Sankhyas do not have a Paramatma separate from Jivatma. Therefore, so much confusion. This is the second dosha. So this is the general analysis of this sutra. Now we will go word for word analysis. The first running meaning of the sutra we will see, and then we will see the significance of the words. Nana bhavat means because of severality. It's an abstract noun of several. And cha adirekat means excess. Cha means and adirekat means, I told you, adireka is excess. Na means there is no such thing that we have to supply. Vedic support for Sankhya in parenthesis, no support from for Sankhyas from Vedas. Vedic support is not there. Na. It's not in the sutra, we have to supply that. And Sankhyopa Sangrahad Api means in spite of mention of number, Sankhya means number. In spite of mention of number, where? In Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, 4th chapter, 4th section, 17th mantra, that is a supplied idea. It is not in the sutra. So this becomes the running meaning. Nana Bhavat means severality. And what Vyasacharya intends is their incapacity to form into five groups. Whose incapacity? Sankhya's incapacity to form into five groups of all the 25 tattvas. Nana bhavaha, not being able to make the groups. Here we are ready to accept four groups. Of course, no problem. Even if somehow you manage four groups, the fifth group you will never be able to make, form. Because we already told the difference. So this is the significance of the word nana bhava, and nana bhavat is panchami. Ketvate panchami, we have told. Na is the sadhyam. So then the next word is cha. Cha is conjunction, which means and this is to add a second reason also. Cha, that's the second reason also to say that we say cha. Then atirekaha, I already mentioned this. Atireka means excess, more in number. Atikyam means superiority. So in the Bhagavad Gita also we get karma atirichyate, many times we get this. So derived from the root ati, rich dhatu, seventh conjugation, so renakti, its abstract noun is atirekaha. And excelling is the meaning, being superior or surpassing. So the surpassing thing can be either in terms of quality, it can surpass, or in quantity also it can surpass. And here it is, to quantify the surpassing, which is called excess, instead of 25 or 27. So the significance of the word excess is what? If we take Sankhya explanation, this shloka will not be talking about 25 tattvas, but it will talk about 27 tattvas. And there will be excess of two, Akasha and Atmana. This is the second reason. So Atirekat, Atirekat again, this is Panchami. So this is Kheto Panchami it is. Then the next word is Na. Na means there is no Vedic support to Sankhya. So Sankhya Darshanam Na Vaidikam. It is not supported by Veda Pramana. Even though Sankhya is Astika, I have already told you. Sankhyas are Astikas. His interpretation goes out of Vedic intention. Therefore, we call him Avaidikam. They, for them to refute Vedas, they have to first accept Vedas and then refute it. And he wants to get support from Vedas, even though his teaching is different from Vedic teaching. Then the last word is Sankhyopta. So this is Sankhyopta Sangraha. A compound word again of two words, Sankhya. Sankhya means the numbers, and Usangraha means, Sankhya refers to, as I told, is the numbers, and Upasangraha means Kathana, mention, Upasangraha, by the Vedas. So Vedic mention. So Sankhyopasangraha means Vedic mention of what? Pancha Pancha number, 25. So Sankhyayaha Upasangraha, so Sankhyopasangraha. Anyway, so Sankhyopasangraha is Panchami, so which is the reason given by the Sankhya philosopher. And the word api means in spite of. Therefore, joining these, all these, what we get, the meaning is, in spite of Vedic mention of number 25, some number, Pancha Pancha, where? In Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, 4th chapter, 4th section, 17th mantra, you don't have Vedic support. You means what? Sankhyas. Siddhanti tells him, you don't have Vedic support. So this is the analysis of the first sutta. And Shankaracharya then gives further supporting reasons also. That we will see some. So first he says, the Sankhya splitting of the portion to 2-3 words is improper. Pancha, pancha, janaha. He split it into pancha, pancha and janaha. So Acharya says that splitting of 3 words is improper. Pancha, pancha, janaha. While our splitting is what? Pancha. And pancha janaha has one compound word. Now what is the mistake in their splitting? Shankaracharya says, when you split pancha, pancha, janaha, you are taking pancha as 5 and the second pancha as 5 and janaha as tattvam, according to Sankhya. Now, in this first pancha, the 5, which is called numeral adjective, we call it as a numeral adjective, where the number itself is the adjective. Like 5 people, when we say 5 people, for people, the number 5 is a numeral adjective, 6 people. And the second pancha is also numeral adjective only. Third is janaha, that is the tattvam. Now, so now what is happening now? There are 2 adjectives, pancha and pancha, and 1 noun, namely janaha. Now the Sankhya philosopher combines the 2 adjectives, pancha, pancha, takes first adjective as qualifying the second adjective, second pancha, and says 5 fives are there and makes it 25. And Shankaracharya says it's not proper because adjective should qualify noun alone, definition of adjective. Because adjectives are dependent ones and nouns are independent ones. And the dependent should go along independent one alone. And one dependent one cannot depend on another dependent one. So for example, one beggar cannot say, you give me alms and I will give you alms to another beggar. A beggar has to depend upon a rich person only for support. Therefore, if you split into 3 words, the first pancha also should qualify janaha the noun. And second pancha also should qualify the janaha, the noun. And if these 2 panchas separately qualify jana, then you will never get 25. Pancha pancha only would be 25, 5 fives. So you will maximum get only 5 plus 5, that is 10, and not 5 times 5. Even though you cannot do it. That 5 plus 5 also you cannot do it. This is Shankara's main argument. It's called upasarjanam. Upasarjanam cannot qualify another upasarjanam. It is Panini's technical word. It is upasarjanam. Secondary. Secondary means it is weak and it is dependent. And opposite of it is pradhanam. Pradhanam, upasarjanam. Upasarjanam is weak, pradhanam is primary. Therefore, one upasarjanam pancham cannot qualify another upasarjanam pancha. And if there are many upasarjanams, all the upasarjanams should join the one pradhanam, one noun. Thus, one pancha and the second pancha can go to janaha alone. One pancha cannot go to another pancha, according to Shankaracharya. Therefore, our argument is what? Pancha, pancha, janaha cannot be taken as 3 words to convey the 25 tattvas of Sankhyas. I hope you are with me. So this is the refutation to Sankhya interpretation. Then Shankaracharya gives 2 more arguments in favor of our interpretation, Siddhanti's interpretation. It should be taken as 2 words. The first word is pancha and the second word is pancha janaha together, and we have to form pancha janaha, a compound word. Therefore, pancha janaha will mean a samasa pada or samasta pada, compound word. So Shankaracharya establishes that pancha janaha is a compound word by giving 2 arguments. And what are his arguments to make this a compound word? The first argument Shankaracharya gives is that from the study of the swaras of the mantras. Mantras, these are all Upanishad mantras, they are swaras in Brihadaranyaka. We come to know that pancha jana exists only as a compound word in this mantra according to rules of Vedic swaras. We don't have to go into the detail, just it is enough to know that. We know that Vedic swaras are accents for the Vedic mantras. They are not just a casual accent. Vedic mantra accent has got rules. They have got special meanings. And these rules are discussed in Paninian grammar as Vaidika Swara Prakriya. There is a separate section dealing with the rules of Vedic mantra accent swaras. And Shankaracharya says, when we apply a particular sutra, Anudatam Padam Ekavarjam is a Panini sutra. We will not go into the details of the swara analysis here. Shankaracharya refers to this sutra in his Bhashyam. And that is Anudatam Padam Ekavarjam. So by applying this sutra, which deals with the swara rules, Acharya says that Panchajana cannot exist as two separate words, but only as one compound word. And the sutra applied is Anudatam Padam Ekavarjam. Ekavarjam. So Shankaracharya only refers to Panini Sutra, and the sub-commentators, they go into a lot of details of the Panini Swara rules and discuss them elaborately. We don't have to go near them at all. Being too technical, we will not get into those discussions at all. So it is adequate to know that the Swara rules prove that Panchajana is a compound word. That much is adequate for us. So Paribhashika Swarena Panchajana Shabdaha Samasta Shabdaha Iti Nirniyate. This is one argument. And the second argument Acharya gives is to show that Panchajana is a compound word, we have other Veda mantras to support. Therefore, there are Vaidika Prayoga to show also, other Veda mantras to show this. And Shankaracharya quotes one Taittiriya Yajurveda Samhita mantra and one Rigveda Samhita mantra, which we will mention in a later occasion, not now. So here it is enough to note that there are Vaidika Prayogas, Vedic usages to support that Panchajana Shabda is a compound word. We are talking about why all these are to say Panchajana Shabda is a compound word, not as two words, separate words. Thus, because of these two supports, namely Vaidika Swara support and Vaidika Prayoga support, we establish that Panchajanaha is a compound word. Therefore, Sankhya splitting into three words is not acceptable to us. With this, the first sutra is over. Now let us go to the second sutra, sutra number 12 of this Adhikarana. Pranadayaha Vakya Seshat. This is the first chapter, fourth section, 12th sutra. First, let us do the general analysis. In the previous sutra, we have concluded that Panchajana Shabda as a compound word. And now the question is what? What is the meaning of this compound word, Panchajana? Because it has become a separate word now. And here, the Shankaracharya, he applies another Panini Sutra here, which is applicable to compound formation. Another Samasa rule. And that rule is Dik Sankhe Sanyayam. Nyayam. So there is the sutra like that. This is an Pani Sutra. According to that rule, when a compound word is formed comprising two simple words, this particular rule has to be applied. Dik Sankhe Sanyaya. So, and this rule comes into being when the first word of the compound is a numeral, a number, or a direction like east, west, sun, north, south. So when a compound word is formed, there are some other conditions also are there. We will not go into them now. So this is adequate for the present. So in such cases, the compound word itself will become another noun. Sanyayam means it becomes a sanya. The number will lose its numeral significance. And the compound word will become another noun referring to another padartha, another product, and not to the constituent words. It won't be part of the constituent words. They will lose their significance. The constituent words will lose their significance. And a new word will be formed with a new samyi, another meaning, another new word. So the example given is they take the example. I like this example because it's the first of my son's last name. Anyway, so Saptarishi is a Saptarishi. It's a compound word. And when these words are separately used, it means Sapta Rishayaha, seven rishis. Sapta means the number seven. Rishi means sages. So the sages can be any number. But once you form a compound Saptarishi, then the word Saptarishi itself will become another noun. Saptarishi, one word, another noun, referring to another Padartha. And what is the Saptarishi Padartha? A particular group of rishis or a sage belonging to a particular group alone is called a Saptarishi. Thus, Vasishta is a Saptarishi. Bhrigu is a Saptarishi. The word Sapta has lost its significance. Bhrigu is only one person, but you can call him a Saptarishi because he belongs to a group of Saptarishis. We are saying Bhrigu is a Saptarishi. And you may ask the question, how many Saptarishis are there? It's a relevant question because the word Saptarishi has lost its significance. Originally, Saptarishis were seven. Now, the moment you make a new word Saptarishi, there could be many of them. So one can ask the question, how many Saptarishis are there? Our answer will be seven Saptarishis are there, not one. Not only that, we will also say that Vishwamitra is not a Saptarishi. He is a Rishi, but not a Saptarishi. Because Bhrigum, Marichim, Atrinchan, Pulastyam, Pulaham, Kratum, Vasishtancha, these are Mahatejaha. These are the seven Saptarishis from one angle. Atri Bhrigu Kutsa Vasishta Gautama Kashyapa Angirasa. There is another Saptarishi. So here in this shloka, Bhrigum, Marichim, Atrim, Pulastyam, Pulaham, Kratum, Vasishtancham, Mahatejaha. So Bhrigu, Marichi, Atri, Pulastya, Pulaham, Kratu, and Vasishta, they are the Saptarishis. So Bhrigu is a Saptarishi. Atri is a Saptarishi. Vishwamitra is not. From this, what we come to know, the word Saptarishi itself has become another noun communicating a particular padartha. And how do we come to know this idea? Dik sankhe sanknyayam, by this samasa rule, Panini rule. And Shankaracharya says, applying this samasa rule, pancha janaha is a new sanknyam, a new noun referring to a new padartha. Here the word pancha has no numerical significance. Similarly, the word janaha does not refer to human being also. But pancha janaha is a compound word introducing a new padartha. Then what will be the meaning of the mantra now? Pancha pancha janaha will mean five padarthas are there. Which padarthas are called panchajana padarthas? So pancha panchajanaha means what? Five panchajana padarthas are there. That is why in our introduction we said there are five karya padarthas. So now what is our discussion? If panchajana is a new noun, it must refer to a new padartha. And what is that padartha? That entity, that material? Padartha can be anything. And for that question, Vyasacharya gives the answer in this sutra. So all these things are all only to come to this sutra. Why this sutra is described in this manner? He says, panchajana refers to five padarthas mentioned in the very same Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, that portion. So we have to arrive at the meaning from the context. When we study the context, we find in the next mantra Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, five organs are mentioned, that is the in the next to the mantra 4.4.17. So next mantra 4.4.17 is 4.4.18. But the 17th mantra said, Yasmin pancha pancha janaha akashascha pratishthitaha tameva manya atmanam vidvan brahma mruto mrutam. We saw that. And the 18th mantra is, Pranasya pranamuta chakrusas chakruta shrotrasya shrotram manasoye mano viduhu. That is the next mantra in Brihadaranyaka, 18th mantra. This pancha refers to five organs here, such as prana, eye, ear, manaha, and annam. Of course, annam is not an organ, but majority being organs, we call it in the annam also in the organ group. Therefore, Vyasacharya concludes that Panchajana refers to these five organs alone, which are supported by what? By the Atma. Therefore, Yasmin Pancha Panchajanaha, which is there in that mantra, Panchakaranani, Yasmin Atmani Pratishtitani. Because Atma is Shrotrasya Shrotram, Manaso Manoyatam, and Vachoha Vacham, all that we have seen. And Atma is the substratum of the five Karanas, which are called Panchajanaha. This is the general analysis. And now we will go to the word analysis. We will see each word, the word meaning each of the word first, and then give the significance of the word. The running meaning we will see as usual. So pranadeha. Pranadeha means prana, etc. They are all five panchajanas. That portion is to be supplied. Prana, etc. is there in the sutra, and we have to supply. They are the panchajanas. Yeah. And vakya seshat, because of the next or later mantra, vakya seshat means because the next mantra. And Vyasacharya only refers to prana, etc. He doesn't complete the five. We have to fill that up. And the filled up meaning is what? Pranaha, chakshuhu, shrotram, manaha, and annam. All these five. And we will see the significance of the words. It is simple only. Namely, pranadeha means what? Consists of two words, pranaha and adi. Yesham, yesham to panchajanaha, so pranadeha, or ye pranadeha, padarthaha, panchajanaha, bhavanti. So prana means pranaha, and adi means what, etc. Therefore, pranadeha means the five organs, like prana, etc. And this etc. is filled from the next Brihadaranyaka Upanishad mantra, that is 18, which means what? Begins with pranasya prana, shrotrasya shrotram, that thing. So in fact, 4.4.18 is parallel to the Keno Upanishad mantra that we have seen earlier. Shrotrasya shrotram, manaso manoyate, that particular shloka in Keno Upanishad. And as they say, when whatever is there in all other Upanishads, they generally, this I mentioned also during our Brihadaranyaka discussion. Whatever is there in all other Upanishads, they are there in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad also. So for Shrotrasya Shrotram of Keno Upanishad, the corresponding Brihadaranyaka Upanishad mantra is what? Is this. Pranasya Pranamuta Chakshusa Chakshuruta Shrotrasya Shrotram. So this is the Pranadeha explanation. Then Vakya Seshat is also a compound word. Vakya is one word and Sesha is another word. Together it becomes Vakya Sesha because of the subsequent text, Sesha. So Vakya in this context does not mean a sentence. In Shastra, Vakya can be taken to mean a particular section of teaching also. For example, the whole section is called a Vakyam. In fact, the entire Vedanta portion is taken as Eka Vakyam. Tattvamasi. Eka Vakyam. Therefore, here Vakya means one idea, not just one sentence. And Sesha means the following left out portion. The final meaning of Vakya Sesha means what then? The later portion belonging to the same portion of teaching. That is the literal meaning. And the final meaning we can take is what now? Vakya Sesha is equal to the next mantra. Simply put, we don't have to say all this. Next mantra is adequate. So the subsequent text. And Vakya Seshat, again, as I told you, is Panchami, is Hetvartha. And therefore, final meaning will be because of the support of the subsequent text, we come to know that the Panchajanaha, Panchajana Padarthas, are none other than the five organs of the individual. And this is the word significance of the sutra. But there is a problem here that also we should understand. When you study next mantra, that is 4.4.18, the Purvapakshi, he says, we don't see five organs at all. If you look into the mantra, there is a problem. What is that? It says, pranasya pranamuta chakshusa chakshurata shrotrasya shrotram manaso ye mano viduhu. So when we look at this mantra, only four items are mentioned. Prana, then chakshuhu, then manas, and shrotra. And where is annam? Annam is not said at all. And how do you say pancha pancha janaha? There are only four panchajanas. For that, we have to give the answer. And the answer given is what? There are, this I mentioned during our Brihadaranyaka lecture. There are two versions of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad because it occurs in the two branches of Shukla Yajurveda. One is Kanva Shaka and another is Madhyandena Shaka. And of these two, Shankaracharya has commented on the Kanva Shaka Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. For Madhyandena Shaka, Vidyaranya has written a commentary. Of course, both are nearly the same, except a few additions and deletions here and there. In fact, this creates a problem. However, sometimes the two branches help to solve some problems also, particularly in this case. For example, in Antaryami Brahmanama Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Ya Atmani Tishtan, Tishtan Atmanaha Antaraha, where Brahman is said as substratum of Atma, which is very favorable to Visishtadvaita. Brahman is said to be the substratum of Atma. That means what? Brahman is different, Atma is different. Therefore, Visishtadvaita. It concludes that Atma, Jiva Atma, and Antaryami is Paramatma, and therefore they are different, according to their philosophy. And Paramatma is the substratum of Jiva Atma. And when such problems come, what we do? We go to Madhyandena Shaka 4.4.8 in mantra to interpret that. And Antaryami Brahmanam occurs fortunately in both the shakas. That is important. So Atmani Tishtan is in Kanva Shaka and in the other it is Yo Vijnane Tishtan. Here it is Atmani Tishtan in Kanva Shaka. There it is Yo Vijnane Tishtan. Another reading it is. Therefore, we interpret Atma as Vijnana means is Buddhi. And therefore, there is no problem at all. This is an aside point because fifth point is also given here. Fifth is included here. So, what we want to understand is what? Sometimes these two branches help to solve a problem and this is an occasion. Only that much we need to know. We don't want to go into other details. So, what happens here? There are only four. No annam is mentioned. That is correct. Therefore, we quietly go to Madhyandena Shaka, where in 4.4.18, five items are included, including annam. So in Kanva Shaka, it is missing. In Madhyandena Shaka, we are taking it from there. So following Madhyandena Shaka, Panchajana Shapta means these five items only. Then comes naturally another question. Okay, if you go to Madhyandena Shaka, you get five items all right to explain the Panchajana Shabda. So what are the five items? Prana, Chakshuhu, Shrotram, Manaha and Annam. Suppose I am a follower of only Kanva Shaka. How will I solve this problem? Very tough, unless you go to Madhyandena Shaka. For which Vyasacharya gives an alternative method which comes in where? In the next sutra. So he gives an alternative method. If somebody is only going to has only Kanva Shaka access, he can have an alternative method that we will see in the next sutra tomorrow. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakritilinasya ya parasamaheshwarah. Sri Krishnartha namastu purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnamevavasishyate. Om shanti shanti shanti.